Aniara presents Outsider by Roger Lundgren. Prologue. It was a quiet summer night in Södermalm, Stockholm. The asphalt felt cold beneath my feet, and the night stillness was broken only by the sound of my footsteps. Suddenly, a harsh sound cut through the night, and I barely had time to react before a fist emerged from the darkness and struck my head, and my world went black. When I woke up 12 hours later, my life had changed forever. I am one of Europe's leading royal correspondents, with almost 2 decades of close collaboration with European royal houses. I have spent most of my adult life covering and reporting on families protected behind walls and protocol. That night, there was no protective wall for me. No ceremony or title could shield me from the brutal assault and rape that left me alone, vulnerable, and terrified. But I quickly realized that life would never be the same, and what followed was a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. When I awoke with bloody hands and an aching body, a wave of despair and confusion washed over me. What had happened? How had I gotten home? It wasn't just my body that was broken. My entire world had crumbled. At first, I tried to deny what had happened. I desperately searched for a logical explanation, something that could diminish the pain and fear that had taken hold of me. But the realization crept in, step by step, until I could no longer run away. I was forced to face the darkest part of myself and found unexpected strength there. That strength wasn't a powerful explosion of energy, but an ember, slowly burning deep within me. I had always been self-destructive, but after the assault, a new force awakened within me that I had never felt before. From the brutal rape, a new insight was born, an insight into my strength and dignity. This book is my story of how, through the most painful experiences, I learned to rise, continue fighting, and finally regain control of my life. Being a royal correspondent means living in a world where perfection and success are what show on the surface. I have watched royalty master their roles with a composure and strength that has inspired millions. That night in Södermalm, as I lay there battered and alone, I felt as far removed from that composure and strength as it's possible to be. In that abyss, I discovered something fundamental about myself. I didn't need to be perfect to have worth. I just needed to survive, and I found new meaning in that survival. I have titled this book, Eljest. Eljest is a beautiful dialectal word from the inland of northern Sweden, where I grew up. It means to be different, somewhat unique, and sometimes even divergent. To be Eljest means to walk your path, even when the world wants you to fit in. I have always felt Eljest, and I embrace it with pride today. In this book, you will read how this word has permeated my life, from my upbringing in Norland to my years as a royal correspondent and author, and how the meaning of that word gradually turned from shame into a source of strength. Sometimes, it can feel as if the whole world is against you. I think of all the young men and boys who today struggle with mental health issues and suicidal thoughts. I was one of them, and I have written this book for their sake and for their loved ones. By sharing my journey, I hope to offer something more than just my story. I want to give hope. It's not a manual on how to live life, but it is the story of how I found my way through the darkness. And if I can do it, so can you. How do we deal with a reality where our security has been shattered? What makes us whole again? These questions are at the heart of my life, and they're questions I know many others are asking. I've been down many times, but I've always managed to get up again. That journey, with all its ups and downs, is what this book is about. It's a map of my survival, and I want you, dear reader, to understand that you're not alone and that there is hope. No matter how dark it may seem, there is a way out. My relationship with the European royal families has been both a blessing and a curse. It has given me a platform, a voice, but it has also meant that I've lived with a constant struggle to maintain a facade. That night, after the attack, that facade collapsed. I realized that I could no longer hide behind my professional success. I had to confront what had happened, and in that confrontation, I found a new kind of freedom. A freedom to be myself without having